Welcome to your personalized deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at some research from EndoALE 2024. That's the Endocrine Society's annual meeting.
Yes.
And we're diving into early menopause and
Right.
cancer risks. And I think a lot of people think of early menopause as like a fertility thing,
Right.
but it's not just that. There's
Absolutely.
broader health implications.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be focusing on a study that looked at women who went through menopause before 40. And it really emphasizes how important it is to understand how early menopause and cancer are connected and how to take steps
Prevent it?
for prevention and early detection.
Yeah. So the study found a link between early menopause and a higher risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer.
Right.
How much higher are we talking?
Well, for breast cancer, it's double the risk for
Wow.
women with early menopause compared to those who experience it later. And for ovarian cancer,
Yeah.
almost four times higher.
That's a big number.
Yes, it is.
It makes you think, okay, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
But the study didn't just stop at individual risk.
No.
It also looked at cancer risks for relatives of women with early menopause.
That's right. And the fascinating thing is,
Yeah.
they found an increased risk of certain cancers in relatives,
Real.
even if they didn't go through early menopause
So
themselves.
it's like a family predisposition.
Exactly. The study found a 1.3 times greater risk for breast cancer
Okay.
and 1.5 times for colon cancer in second degree relative.
So like aunts and uncles.
Yeah, aunts, uncles, grandparents, nieces, nephews.
And what about for men in the family?
Well, this surprised me.
Right.
They saw a 1.3 to 1.6 times increased risk for prostate cancer
Wow.
in first, second, and third degree male relatives,
That could be like great
great
grandfathers
grandfathers, and first cousins.
and first cousins, yeah.
So this is like, if you know this, you can actually take steps to prevent it.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that the researchers were focusing on women with primary ovarian insufficiency. Right.
POI before they kind of broadened it out.
Yes.
Can you walk us through what POI is and how it fits into this whole thing?
Sure. So POI is a condition where the ovaries stop functioning normally before the age of 40,
Okay.
and that can cause early menopause. The
Right.
researchers initially thought there might be a link between POI and a predisposition to certain cancers, both in the women with POI and their families,
Okay.
reproductive or hormone-related cancers.
Got it.
So they started with POI and then zoomed out to the bigger picture of early menopause.
Well, this is giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But what can women actually do with this information?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to look at next.
Okay.
We'll explore actionable steps women can take to protect their health,
Okay.
like screenings and lifestyle changes.
Sounds good. We've been talking about this increased cancer risk for women experiencing early menopause in their families.
Right.
It's serious stuff, but it's not a guaranteed fate.
No, absolutely not. This research is about empowering women and their families
Okay.
with knowledge so they can make informed decisions about their health.
So knowing what we know now,
Yeah.
what can women who are experiencing early menopause or have a family history of it,
Right.
what can they do to protect themselves?
Well, the first and most crucial step is talking to their doctor,
Okay.
having an open and honest conversation about their family history, any symptoms they're experiencing, and any concerns they have.
So like get those screenings.
Yeah, this helps the doctor determine
Yeah.
the best screening schedule for them.
So are we talking mammograms and things like that?
Mammograms are definitely key, especially for early detection of breast cancer.
Okay.
Regular pelvic exams are important too. But beyond the screenings themselves, there's a lot you can do proactively to stay healthy.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah.
What are some of those things that women can do?
Well, think of it as building a strong foundation for your health. And that includes things like maintaining a healthy weight,
Yeah.
eating a balanced diet,
Okay.
rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and incorporating regular physical activity.
So it's that classic advice,
Yes.
but it's targeted.
Exactly. It's not just about feeling good.
Right.
It's about potentially reducing your risk of these serious health issues.
Okay.
And don't forget about stress management.
Oh, right.
Chronic
Stress.
stress can really wreak havoc on your body.
Yeah.
So finding healthy ways to cope is really important.
So, like what?
Yoga meditation, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones.
So it's like a holistic approach. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected.
Yeah.
But I know all of this can feel a little overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, for
Like,
sure.
where do you even begin?
Right.
But you don't have to do it all at once.
Okay.
Start small, Maybe this week you focus on adding more veggies to your meals.
Okay.
And then next week, try a yoga class.
I like that.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
Yeah.
Lean on your support system.
Okay.
Talk to your doctor. Connect with support groups.
So are there support groups specifically for women
Yes.
with early menopause?
Absolutely. And those communities online or in person can be amazing
Yeah.
sources of information, advice, and most importantly, connection.
That's so important.
Sharing your experiences and knowing you're not alone can be incredibly empowering.
This has been really insightful.
Good.
We've moved beyond the scary statistics
Right.
to more of like what you can actually do.
Exactly. And that's what we want,
Right.
to empower you with the information.
Yeah.
You need to take control of your health.
Speaking of taking control,
Yes.
we'll be right back to wrap up this deep dive
Yeah.
with some final thoughts and resources.
That's good.
But for now, just take a moment to let all this sink in. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into early menopause and its connection to cancer risk.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you're not walking away scared, but
Right.
you're walking away empowered.
Absolutely.
Like, there are things you can do.
Yes.
We talked about the risks, but we also talked about actions you can take, the screenings, the lifestyle changes,
Right, yeah.
really connecting with your doctor.
And your support system
Yeah.
and support systems.
Early menopause doesn't have to be disempowering.
Right.
It can actually
Yeah.
be a way for you to take charge of your health
Yeah.
in a really proactive way.
So, as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away today?
If you're experiencing early menopause or you have a family history of it,
Yeah.
don't ignore it. Talk to your doctor. Be open about your concerns.
Yeah.
Ask questions. And work together to create a plan that addresses your specific needs.
Right. And I think echoing what we talked about before,
Yeah.
you're not alone in this.
Absolutely not.
There are so many resources out there, from online communities to support groups
Yeah.
to, organizations dedicated to women's health. Absolutely. And those connections can really make a difference. Sometimes just sharing your story and
Yeah.
hearing from other women who understand can be the most empowering thing.
I love that connection, knowledge action,
Yeah.
turning a challenge into an opportunity for growth and well-being.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought. If this research shows us that early menopause can be like a clue to a bigger picture
Yeah.
for family health, especially when it comes to cancer,
Right.
what other health connections might we uncover in the future by really looking at our family history?
That's a great question.
Like, what other insights are waiting to be discovered?
It really makes you think. That's
Yeah.
the beauty of science. There's always more to learn and more ways to empower ourselves.
So to our listener, stay curious, stay informed,
Yes.
and stay proactive about your health.
Absolutely.
And thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.